In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you. It's time to play Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, the 26th of February. We've got four soundbites to play for you. Very simple. All you need to do is, number one, listen, and then number two, vote. You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, by sending your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or by Twittering us at @issuesetc. Now, when you vote, we want to know who you are, where you're listening, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for Soundbite of the Week. The best vote this week will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pen, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at @issuesetc. Soundbite number one comes from Colleen Carol Campbell this week. We were talking about the atheist trying to get Mother Teresa off the stamp, and she ended with a great explanation of why the public square needs religion.
We would not have the abolitionist movement. We would not have the pro-life movement. We would certainly not have had the civil rights movement had people of faith been marginalized the way that atheist activists want us to marginalize them today. And it's important to remember, too, that religious actors in the public square are the ones who remind government, hey, you're not the final authority, and the rules you make are not the final rules. They are always subject to God's law, to a higher law. It's that prophetic voice in the public square that religious believers have always brought. And when we kick them out of the public square, we lose that prophetic voice as well. And then we begin to lose and see the erosion of our own civil rights. So there's a good case to be made for keeping religion in America's public square.
That's soundbite number one. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number two. Martin Downs on why the church combats error.
Because if it doesn't, there won't be a church left. We've got to fight. We can't afford to stand still. Just think of what Jude urges his readers in his third verse, to contend for the faith once for all delivered to the saints. If you don't fight for the truth, there won't be a church left. Now, as dramatic as that sounds, in the faithfulness and mercy of God, he raises up men who will safeguard the truth. But it is a clear imperative. Just think of the pastoral epistles and Paul saying to Titus in the appointing of elders that they must not only be able to teach sound doctrine to build up the church, but they must also be able to refute those who are in error. The greatest threat with heresy is that you lose sight of who the real God is and you lose sight of what the gospel is. And so if we don't combat that, well, the story of a number of denominations is that there is no good news. There's nothing to tell the world. God has been silenced. The truth doesn't come out. And the church is a church in name only and goes into terminal decline.
All right, that's soundbite number two, 1-877-623-MY-IE to vote for it for soundbite of the week. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three, Pastor Jonathan Fisk on a recent pastor's roundtable answering the question, do I have to go to communion?
I'm a pastor, and I have the same problem every Sunday morning. I don't want to get out of bed. I want to sleep. That's what I want to do. But on the flip side of this, you know, if there were a doctor that were able to cure cancer, People would fly from all over the world and spend millions of dollars to have this guy give them a few more hours, a few more months, a few more years of life on this horrible planet full of thorns and thistles and sweat and pain and toil. And here we have everything, life eternal, bound up in something as simple as a piece of bread and wine with the promise of a resurrected man who is the Almighty God saying, it's going to happen, I'm coming back, and it's all done. How can you not want that, right? How can you not drag your stinking sinful carcass out of bed, kicking and screaming all the way to church so that God can bless you again? Walking home, you know you got what you need.
All right, that's soundbite number three. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MYIE. Email your votes to us, talkback@issuesetc.org, and get ready to vote. Here's soundbite number four. Dr. D.A. Carson was on with us, and he talked about a cleared conscience.
One of Satan's attacks is to say, how can you possibly forgive this Don Carson chap? I mean, he's inconsistent, he's a sinner, you're supposed to be so holy, and so that means that I can go writhing through agony and guilt because I know it's all true. But then Christians don't respond by saying, no, I'm not really that bad. I mean, I'm nicer than you think. Rather, they defeat him on the ground of the blood of the Lamb. That is, they say, yeah, the charges are all true, but someone has paid for my sin. Christ has already borne what I deserve on the cross. And with the clarity of confidence that Christ has borne it all, that means that Christians can rise and live with a cleared conscience. Not a clear conscience as if they never do anything wrong, but in the sure and certain knowledge that God has already paid for their sin, and they can be bold and confident before God to enter his presence and rejoice in him. So that's one of the grounds by which Christians defeat the devil.
All right, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live on this Friday afternoon, the 26th of February. Is it going to be soundbite number one, Colleen Carroll Campbell on why the public square needs religion? Soundbite number two, Martin Downs on why the church combats error? Soundbite number three, Pastor Jonathan Fisk on do I have to go to communion? Or soundbite number four, Dr. D.A. Carson on a cleared, not clear, conscience? 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org or Twitter your votes to @issuesetc. Best vote this week gets the LPR bundle package, the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, the Issues Etc. pin, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. To the best vote for Soundbite of the Week this week, 1-877-623-6943, talkback@issuesetc.org. Your vote right after this.
When you need a friend, you have a friend in Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, and friends among his people at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri. At Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, we offer Christ-centered word and sacrament ministry, inspirational liturgical worship services, and faithful preaching and teaching. Sunday worship services are at 9 a.m. Sunday school and Bible class are at 10:30. We also have an excellent Christian preschool. We invite you to join us. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 2211 Tenbrook Road, Arnold, Missouri, 636-296-1292.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly or an annual gift of $1,000. And The Patron, $200 monthly or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
All right, here's your chance to win an LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pin, and bumper sticker. It's time to vote for Soundbite of the Week. You can email your votes to us, talkback@issuesetc.org. We get them right here in the studio in real time. You can call us 1-877-623-6943, or you can Twitter us at IssuesETC. Darren in Garland, Texas says, I'm going with number two. That would be Martin Downs on why the church combats error. Having been brought up in liberal Lutheranism, I well know how error can mislead people into putting their trust into something other than Christ. But I still like the urban lasagna reference. That would be Sarah Yeomans on February 24th. She was talking about archaeology and compared Jerusalem to an urban lasagna. We considered that one, but it didn't make the cut this time. Thank you very much for your vote, Darren, and for listening in Texas. Dennis in Michigan says, my vote is for Soundbite of the Week is number one, Colleen Carroll Campbell. As a retired postal worker, the recent intrusion of the atheists into the stamp selection process. Additionally, I'm all in favor of reminding the federal government that they, too, are subject to a higher law. Dennis, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? We're playing Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Twitter us at issuesetc. Andrew in Canada says, and he votes via Facebook, I'll have to go with soundbite number four. I've heard many people ask and have got caught myself wondering if God is truly omnipotent. Could he not have simply forgiven the world's sin without any payment being made? But Dr. Carson made the excellent point that if God is to remain a just God, a God faithful to his covenants, the law that condemns us could not simply be brushed aside and forgotten about. It had to be fulfilled. Great vote. Thanks for listening in Canada, Andrew. Here's Steve in St. Louis on the line. Hi, Steve. Welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well.
Great. I'm going to vote for number two.
And why?
Because if you look at the church today, we see in evangelicalism, we see a lot of bad theology coming in. We see it in the emergent. We see it in the word faith. We see it in the traditional liberal churches. But what we don't, what we see, what's common is whenever you bring forth the word of God, they tell you it's being judgmental. That's just your opinion. And there's a rejection of correction in the church that we see across the board today.
Well, thank you very much, Steve. And thanks for listening in St. Louis. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Margaret says, my vote is for soundbite number three. Pastor Fisk's encouragement to receive Christ's forgiveness in the sacrament of the altar reminds me of Luther's exhortation to confession. Why wouldn't you want to receive Jesus' body and blood as often as possible? Christians should compel their pastors to faithfully administer Christ's gifts to his church and should likewise rejoice over and cherish the Lord's Supper. Margaret, thank you very much. Voting on Facebook, Stephen says, Carson, for the interview of the week, but if I have to choose one of the four quotes, Pastor Fisk, that would be soundbite number three, I believe. I came into the roundtable about halfway through on Thursday, and it's been a tiring week. I could happily sleep until Monday, but I won't now. Greetings from London, England, and though issues is only beginning now, good night. Well, good night to you, Stephen, and thanks for listening all the way over there in England. Still plenty of time for your vote. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Should it be soundbite number one, Colleen Carroll Campbell on why the public square needs religion? Soundbite number 2, Martin Downs on why the church combats error. Soundbite number 3, Pastor Jonathan Fisk on do I have to go to communion? Or soundbite number 4, Dr. D.A. Carson on a cleared conscience. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. A vote for soundbite number 2 from Dana in Corunna, Indiana. I vote for soundbite number 2, Martin Downs. His comments remind me of what I discovered when I converted from Pop American Evangelicalism to Confessional Lutheranism. After leaving 17 years of false doctrine and decision theology behind and learning of the sternness of the law and the sweetness of the gospel, I felt as if I was learning who God was for the first time. Guarding true doctrine is of the utmost importance, and for doing so, we guard the knowledge of Jesus Christ, who is the only way of salvation. Dana, thank you very much for listening in Indiana. Let's see. Frank in Illinois, voting via Facebook, says, my vote is for soundbite number 2, Martin Downs. This is the reason I am a confessional Lutheran today, period. I spent my life looking for solid doctrine and truth with the best Christian apologetic for why we believe this truth. I found it in the Lutheran Confessions and the Book of Concord, which is mirroring the Word of God in what we believe and practice. We have to hang on to this with our very lives. Otherwise, we will become the church of the truth past, doctrine light, and the spiritually dead. Thank you very much. Good vote there. Let's see, that's Frank in Illinois. Let's remember that name. Vicky in Collegeville, Pennsylvania, I believe, is voting for Colleen Carroll Campbell. Absolutely pertinent to today's crises, says Vicky. Marilyn in Wheaton, Illinois, says a vote for soundbite number 3. We would spend thousands to get a cure for cancer, but getting out of bed early on Sunday doesn't seem to be worth the effort. If we viewed sin as a deadly cancer, we would cheerfully, enthusiastically get out of bed and receive our Lord's body and blood at the altar. We would want to get it daily, not just weekly. Marilyn, thank you very much for your vote. Here's a vote from Matthew in Justice, Illinois. He says, I was all set to vote for Jonathan Fisk. I didn't think his soundbite could be topped this week. And then I listened to D.A. Carson's with one word, consistent. Yes. Carson cut me to the quick and convicted me of sin, of which I am certainly guilty. But then he raised me up with the gospel right afterward. A great law gospel sermon in 59 seconds. If Pastor Fisk was to come in second to someone, I suppose he wouldn't be too terribly upset to be beat out by D.A. Carson. Matthew, thank you very much for your vote. Here's Ann on the line in St. Louis. Hi, Ann.
Yes, I'm voting for Jonathan Fisk also because every Sunday I get to go to communion.
Now, that's a great reason, too. Ann, thank you very much. This vote from Joshua in Waconia, Minnesota. I'm voting for soundbite number 3, Pastor Fisk. I'm voting for it because it coincides with my own recent return to the Lord's table after a long time away from church. It is so satisfying for me to receive our Lord's body and blood after neglecting it for so long. It truly completes the whole Christian life on this side of the resurrection. The Lord Jesus gives me his faithful, the forgiveness of sins he purchased at the cross audibly and by sight through preaching and reading the word. He dresses us in this forgiveness through holy baptism. He even feeds us with his forgiveness of sins through holy communion. What a caring God and Savior we have. And we just get to receive all these gifts from him. Lord's blessings to you all. Joshua, thank you very much. Let's see. Cindy in Florida says, tough choice again, but my vote is for soundbite number 2. Why the church combats error. If false doctrine is not addressed, it can soon infest many and spread throughout a congregation. Before you know it, the comfort that we know through the gospel is lost. False doctrine tends to be more focused on me, I, and what I can do for God rather than receiving Christ's gifts through the word and sacraments. Blessings to you all. Thank you, Cindy. Thanks for listening. In Florida, and one more vote, Ross says, I vote for soundbite number 3 with Pastor Fisk, so clearly explaining the importance of receiving the Lord's Supper. Thank you, Ross. And that's the winner this week. Soundbite number 3, Pastor Jonathan Fisk on do I have to go to communion?
I'm a pastor and I have the same problem. Every Sunday morning, I don't want to get out of bed. I want to sleep. That's what I want to do. But on the flip side of this, you know, if there were a doctor that were able to cure cancer, people would fly from all over the world and spend millions of dollars to have this guy give them a few more hours, a few more months, a few more years of life on this horrible planet full of thorns and thistles and sweat and pain and toil. And here we have everything, life eternal, bound up in something as simple as a piece of bread and wine with the promise of a resurrected man who is the Almighty God saying, it's going to happen. I'm coming back and it's all done. how can you not want that, right? How can you not drag your stinking, sinful carcass out of bed, kicking and screaming all the way to church so that God can bless you again? Walking home, you know you got what you need.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Thanks to everybody who voted and who played Soundbite of the Week. The LPR bundle package goes to Frank in Illinois. He voted either via email or Facebook. I do not remember, but why don't you email us, Frank, with your address and your shirt size, and we'll send out the LPR bundle package to you. Thanks to everybody who played. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to begin a three-part series on answering the objections of unbelievers. Ken Samples will be our guest. It is a get-to. It isn't a have-to. In fact, nothing of the gospel is a have-to. If it's a have-to, then it's of the law, and the law does nothing but condemn us. But when Jesus gives us these free gifts, we get to receive them. They are freely given as gifts, and he continues to give them to us. The amazing thing, even more amazing than our, unwillingness to receive them when he gives them freely, is his willingness to continue to give them to people who don't appreciate them, who have to be forced sometimes, even by their consciences, pricked by the law to come, who have to be reminded that these things are important, who fall away and neglect them for so long. He continues to graciously give the forgiveness of sins through these means of grace, through his Lord's Supper. He stands there with open arms, waiting for sinners, and only sinners, to come to his table and receive his forgiveness freely. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.